So I'm going to be reading the verses from Romans 8, 18 to 25. We have sufferings now, but the sufferings we have now are nothing compared to the great glory that will come. Everything that God made is waiting with excitement for this time, when God will show the world who his children are. The whole world is longing for that to happen. Everything that God made was changed to become useless. This was not by his own wish. It happened because God wanted it. But there was hope that everything God made would be set free from ruin. There was hope that everything God made would have the freedom and glory to become God's children. We know that everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth. Not only the world, but we also have been waiting with pain inside us. We have the Spirit. That's the first part of God's promise. So we are waiting for God to finish making us his own children. I mean, we are waiting for our bodies to be made free. We were saved, and we have this hope. If we see what we are waiting for, then that is not really hope. People do not hope for something that they already have. But we are hoping for something that we do not have yet. We are waiting patiently for it.
Good morning. Hello. So I just want to stand up here and just talk about a very current and a very pressing issue, I think. I think you've guessed from the theme of today is climate change and global warming, and just how, you know, it links the themes of hope and, you know, active movement we can make to kind of restore the planet and try and restore God's creation. Thank you. So in Romans 8:18, Paul talks about how all of creation is interconnected and how we all share in the consequences of human action. Honestly, when I read when I first read those eight verses, I was quite confused. I wasn't really sure, you know, if there was a clear immediate link to global warming. And I had to go away and I had to read into it. And then I realized that, like, almost all, if not all, verses in the Bible have some relevance to today. So Paul talked about creation waiting in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. So that can link to dominion and stewardship. I think if you took our read for GCSE, you'd probably remember that. But just waiting for people to kind of take care of the earth. We're supposed to be peacemakers, caretakers, and advocates for justice. Because the natural world isn't just a backdrop for us. It isn't just a resource for us to kind of take away, you know, to exploit. Because we need to take care of it and protect it. It isn't a resource just to be used for greed. We believe for so long that it's our right to just destroy the world's finite resources, but we need to take responsible actions to restore and preserve it. There was a link that said that creation was subjected to frustration. And in my head, that was a really loud and clear link to pollution, deforestation, and the damage that humans are doing to natural habitats. If all humans dropped dead right now, sorry to be morbid, but, you know, the world would be fine just without us and the earth would keep spinning. I read in a children's book, does the earth need us? No. But do we need the earth? Yes. Yes, we do, very much. I mean, if children can understand that, why can't world leaders? We unjustly regulate that this is the normal of our everyday lives. I don't hate a lot of things, but I hate what humanity is doing to the world. This is our only planet and we need to take care of it. Paul also suggests that we should look to the future glory. Even though the earth is currently in a state of disarray, we should maintain hope for the future. There is even a verse saying that creation was groaning in childbirth. The pain and the stresses of the earth, extreme droughts in sub-Saharan Africa, flooding in Afghanistan, the rising sea levels and everything in between. But childbirth also signifies new life and how there's a chance for us to be saved. I also read into Psalm 24, and the very first verse says, the earth is the Lord's, referring to his divine ownership over the earth. And it's not just a resource to be exploited by humans, and we have a responsibility to be faithful stewards. Psalm 24, verse 2 says, as he founded the seas and established it on the waters, who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? When you think about it, the gravitational pull between the moon's gravity and the earth's oceans is the exact amount we need it to be. It's an intricate and balanced system, and it reminds us that God is the ultimate architect of the world. It's not a mistake, and it's an intentional design. And lastly, Paul reminds us of the importance of patience and perseverance. Addressing and even solving climate change is going to be a long-term battle. It's going to require sustained effort, commitment, and sometimes sacrifices. But we shouldn't be driven by fear or despair, saying phrases like, "I'm only one person, what can I do?" But the hope that God is with us in our struggle and our efforts are part of his larger plan of redemption.
Nature shines with beauty.